I want you to know something, Jesus said. When you gather together, you will receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses everywhere. You will become complete and courageous because of me, because I'm going to give you my Spirit. And by my Spirit, you're going to be guided. You're going to be sealed. You're going to be empowered. You're going to rise above the level of your human mediocrity. You're going to be enabled even in the context of your own fears. Your fears of being intimidated. Your fears of being isolated. Your fears of inadequacy. The paralysis you feel. How do I answer this? What do I say? When people say, how do I live in my world today? How do I relate? How do I operate in a country where prayer is banned everywhere I go? How do I say anything about Jesus when I become immediately the source of someone's anger and wrath? How do I stand up for my faith? I've got a crisis of faith. Do I believe that God is exactly who God says He is? And do I have all that is necessary to make a difference in my world for the Lord Jesus Christ?
God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message on the hand of God. It's so good to invite you into these next 30 minutes as we open God's encouraging word together and see how God is going to use His living word to help adjust our course, to give us a sweet course correction, or maybe a big course correction to be in line with the will of God. You're listening to The Encouraging Word featuring Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, former seminary professor, and for the last 25 years, my pastor and the pastor of thousands, as he opens God's Word on a daily basis to teach us to grow. Again, as we study, know that we're available for you. Love to pray with you in our 866-899-WORD number. That's 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. Now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Just so grateful for every blessing of life. And I love each one of you on this Lord's Day with all of my heart, thanking God for you and for every life and every testimony. And I'm thanking God today for the struggles and the battles. I'm thanking God today for the things that we go through. Here's what I want to say to you. I'm going to be speaking today on the hand of God. And before I do, before we open God's Word, I want to set the table. This is what I know God wants me to say to you. I want you to think about your own life, your own circumstance. Just think about where you are at this moment in time. Good things, not so good things, some really bad things. Who amongst us today is going through a battlefield? Who today worshiping the Lord, and quite frankly, you really don't know how to cope? Who amongst us today facing an uncertain future? Who amongst us today is lonely? Who amongst us today has lost everything? Someone today, you've been diagnosed with cancer. Who are you? Now, I know quite a few of you, but it's not about whether or not I know or someone else knows. Any man amongst us here got prostate cancer? Any person diagnosed with pancreatic cancer? Now let's turn the tables and just think about people who you're riding on a cloud right now. You've been certainly blessed. You know, all of a sudden you find yourself in a good place. It's good to be in a good place, isn't it? Or maybe you're about to go on a journey. I want to speak to you about the hands of God. This is the word I want to share with you. We're going to discover that God has hands and that He places His hand on people. Don't you want God to place His hand on you? I do. So what can you do today about where you are today? The greatest thing you can do is to ask God to put His hand on you. And you can do that. Ask God to put His hand on you. And He will. Acts chapter 11. Book of Acts chapter 11. Just going to read a few verses, but I think that this is going to help us to understand something that happened here. As a background, the church, like ours, had just begun, the New Testament church, and these people were facing everything from blessings to cursings. Ministries were exploding, but at the same time, they were facing unprecedented persecution. Anyone here going through a divorce? Anyone facing something? And if you pick up this passage in verse 19 of chapter 11, now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of the men of Cyprus and Cyrene who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. Look at verse 21. If you see and hear nothing today, I'm praying that this verse is going to find a precious, special home in your heart. Verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. And this report came of this to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. So they sent Barnabas. By the way, Barnabas was Mr. Encourager. I like that. So I'm going to show you in a minute. Here comes God's hand and here comes Encourager. Here comes Mr. Encouragement. And when he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad. He exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. When God's hand is on you, three things will happen. I just want to give this to you. Number one, it means that God is with you. It means God is with you. When God's hand is on you, it means that God is with you. It's much like thunder and lightning in the heart of a little child. And you know, eventually, all you have to do with a child, you know, all you end up, but you know what the bottom line is? You can get rid of all the crabs in the world. You want to do the greatest thing you can do for a child? Just hug them. Just put your hand on them. Because what it says to that child, it says to that child, you know what? My grandpa's with me. My grandmother's with me. Dad's with me. Mom's with me. When that bolt of lightning comes in the middle of the night, that's why that little one charges out of that bed, gets straight into bed with mom and dad. Ruins the rest of your night's sleep. But that little child will sleep so well. So what does it mean when God's hand is on you? Number one, that God is with you. Friend, if God's not with you, you're not going to do very well. Greatest presence in your life is the presence of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. On that plain, through the valley, on the mountaintop, in that hospital room, going through that medical exam, hearing that diagnosis, trying to explain how something happened that was so wonderful that you cannot explain, the hand of God. When God's hand is on you, it also means that God is touching you. It doesn't just mean that He's with you. You can be with someone but not touch them. Sometimes you and I can be like ghosts passing in the night. You can be around someone but never connect with them. When God touches you, He enters into your life. You feel Him. But it also means that God is blessing others through you. So watch the threefold impact of the hands of God. When God's hands are on you, if you look at the dynamic of the Scriptures, and God puts His hands on you, that's what I'm praying for you today, that God would put His hand on you. Would you pray that for me? Can we pray that for each other? That God would put His hands on us. It means God is with you. It means that God is touching you. But it also means that God is blessing others through you. God's presence, His hand in your life, literally means that when others come around you, because you've got God's hand on you, others become blessed. They feel that. Have you ever been around someone? You cannot explain it properly, but you just know that they're walking with the Lord. You just know that. So many people that I know that I love being around, it's because you just know that God's hand is on them. Now, look what happened in this passage. If we were to ask ourselves specifically what happened here, just to provide a basis by which we can connect into what God is trying to say to us. Look what happened to them in the New Testament. Number one, when God's hand was on them, number one, many believed. That's what verse 21 tells us. Many believed. Verse 21, a great number believed, turning to the Lord. Don't you want that to happen? Many believed. Number two, news spread. News spread. Look at verse 22. Bible says, this report came to the ears of others. By the way, the good news about Jesus is worthy of spreading around the world. I want that news to spread. I love it when we go into prisons all across America, as Steve leads us, and as we will with our young people. It's an amazing thing. We're going to into these prisons, and it's voluntary, which means you cannot force anybody to come to quote-unquote a religious service. This is America. So you can't mandate, you cannot say, you must come and listen to our young people sing and to me preach. You can't do that. Totally voluntary. So what we do is we just get on with the business. And you know what happens? The news spreads.
Such good news to know that God is with us. God has promised never to leave us or forsake us. Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more of today's message with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word in just a moment. But that truth that God is with us is sometimes really supported by the body of Christ, the church, not your church or my church or the church you just drove by if you're driving down the road, but the church that comes together across the globe to pray for each other. A part of our joyous responsibility is to be available for prayer 24 hours a day. So right now, or at 2 a.m. in the morning, whenever you might be hearing this program, someone would love to take your call at 866-899-WORD. We'd love to pray with you, love to listen and help maybe guide you to some resources that'll help you grow. That number again is 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, let's connect on our website, keyboard to keyboard at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
I mean, how many times, Steve, have we been up there and everything's going on and suddenly here comes another 100 of these men or women who are incarcerated and they walk in and it's like deer in the headlights. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what they're about to get smacked up one side of the face with when it comes to the gospel. They've got no idea, but word's out. It's spread. Something is happening. There's something going on and I need to know. News spread. Number three, help arrived. Verse 22 tells us in the second part that Barnabas immediately was dispatched. And it's by no mean accident that Barnabas was the encourager of the group. Do you know what I believe happens when God's hand is on you? God immediately dispatches the right people and the right circumstances for your very need. The very person who needs to be with you will be there. I mean, how many times do you and I not find ourselves going to see someone and you walk in there and then someone says, I cannot believe it. You are the exact person I need to see. Do you know what? I want to be the exact person someone needs to see. That's why I need the hand of God on me. But I also want you to have the hand of God on you because I need the exact person to come and see me. Help arrived. Just by the way, this has got nothing to do with this message. One of the greatest things that you can do as you go through your journey is to just simply accept and admit that you need help. Gentlemen, if you are one, men, look at me, guys. It's one of the greatest weaknesses we have as men. Just admit that you need help. If you are fighting something right now, stop doing it alone. That's why you're not winning. Just admit that you need help. You know, you can talk about specifics. One of the greatest ministries we have at our church, for example, is Celebrate Recovery. If you're battling with some addiction, now watch me. It's okay, but you've got to admit that you need help. And I can tell you now, I know a bunch of people who lead Celebrate Recovery are people who have the hand of God on them. When you admit that you need help, you're going to receive that help. Help arrived. Number four, grace showed. These are all great things that happened here when the hand of God came on them. Grace showed. It is a beautiful picture, verse 23, when he came and saw the grace of God. By the way, the grace of God, what is grace? It's God's undeserved, unmerited favor. One of the things about being in the trough of life is that you will readily get to the point at which you recognize that you don't deserve anything. Grace. God will not come and bless you and put his hand on you because you deserve it. He'll do it because he's the God of grace, because he loves you. So, do any of us deserve what God does for us? I don't think so. Grace showed. Number five, gladness resulted. Look at verse 23, the second part. He was glad. That little word gladness, by the way, is a derivative of the word to be happy. Don't you love being glad? Do you want to be happy? I'm not talking about a frivolous, just simplistic smile on your face. When you talk about gladness in Christ, you're talking about a complete completeness, a fulfillment. Are you in a good place right now? Can you genuinely say you're in a good place right now? If not, I want to pray that God's hand would come upon you. Look what happened to them. Gladness resulted. Number six, encouragement poured out. That's a fantastic statement that is made here in the latter part of verse 23, because he said he exhorted them all to remain faithful. That little word exhorted there is the same word to encourage. He encouraged them. Like I'm encouraging you now. I'm trying to encourage you. That's all I'm trying to do. I want to encourage you because God loves you, because Jesus died for you, because your life can be completely different. These things that I'm talking about, believing in him, hearing that great report, being given the right help when you need it, the grace of God, gladness and happiness and encouragement in your life. And the final one here, blessings abounded. I love the last verse that I read to you, verse 24. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit, faith, and a great many people were added to the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings abounded. Blessings abounded. It all has to do with the hand of God. So here's the question. We've talked about Dr. Billy Graham, try and explain someone, like you and I try and explain each other. Greatest explanation you can give is the hand of God. We're talking about all this opportunity to serve the Lord around the world, the goings and the comings of a people actively engaged. Can we ask God to put His hand upon us? We're talking about our individual lives. We're talking about the struggles that we have. We're talking about the joys that we experience. We're talking about the obstacles that we face, the mountains that we have to climb. The hand of the Lord was on them. I'm going to ask you whether you are hearing the Savior. Are you hearing Him? Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment? Just bow your heads with me for just a moment. I want to pray for you. You'd say to me today, Pastor, I just want God's hand to be upon me. Would you allow me to pray for you as we pray for each other? If this morning you're asking God in a spiritual moment to put His hand on you, Lord, in this beauty, this incredible, beautiful place where Your holiness permeates our lives, the beauty of Your presence, I pray for all of us today. I hold out my hands, mere human hands, in the name of the Lord. Just like they did in the New Testament, Lord, I pray that You'd put Your hands upon a people today, on us as a church, on every mission for Christ this summer, on every journey. I pray for people today, Lord, who need Your hand physically, medically, financially, personally. I want to pray so much for somebody today who really finds themselves in a really not good place. That Your hand would come down through the heavens. That You would hold this person in the palm of Your hand, touching them with Your grace. Be with us. Touch us. Use us to be a blessing to others. Put Your hand on our nation, Lord. Put Your hand on our troops. Put Your hand on our leaders. Your hand on parents and grandparents. And this we pray in Jesus' name.
If the Lord has stirred your heart, won't you give us a call? 866-899-WORD is our phone number. We'd love to speak with you, pray with you, connect you with resources. 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. And now more from Dr. Don.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today. And forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Now, if the Lord has spoken to you, you've heard not just a wonderful pastor's South African brogue, but you've heard the voice of God stirring you to a decision. Let us pray with you through that decision. Let us put resources in your hand that will help you grow as a new believer, or perhaps as a rededicated believer, someone who realizes God's arms are open wide, ready to receive you. Let's talk at 866-899-WORD. That's our phone number, 24 hours a day, connects you to one of us, happy to talk or listen or pray at 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org, a great place to discover more also about what it is to be an encourager.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Don, I'm a prisoner here in North Carolina, and I've been listening to your preaching on the radio broadcast each morning for quite some time now. I really wanted to write you to let you know what a blessing you have been to me. Hearing you preach the Word of God and how you love the Lord Jesus Christ has just truly touched my heart more than I could ever express. I'm 42 years old and I was brought up in church and have always had a deep love for Jesus Christ. I was saved at a young age, but got on the wrong path that caused me such heartache and sorrow. I've been through pancreatic cancer and a lot of health issues, but the Lord has blessed me to live and to be healed. I know in my heart He has called me for a purpose to serve Him, and I will be getting released in just a few more years. And my dream is to get into the ministry for Jesus Christ and to live for Him the rest of my life. When I hear you preach and teach, it just touches my heart so deeply, and I want to be able to meet you in person one day. And I look forward to hearing you on the radio each and every day.
That number again is 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
Preacher Wilton, thank you for your prayers and your messages throughout the world. I have always enjoyed your words and how you break it down and explain it so I know exactly what you're saying. I was brought up as a child going to church and was saved and baptized at a camp at a church in North Carolina. I have never faithfully given my tithes on a regular basis, but I prayed about it, and I feel that I got an answer from God when I got your letter about contributing to the Encouraging Word. I feel like it would help me to know that I was helping to spread the Word of God and Jesus Christ throughout the world. Thank you for this opportunity. God bless you, Dr. Wilton, and your work.